Just breathing a little more deeply into the body now. Oh, the body is beginning to recognize this now. This time, the sound of this voice, the fact that it corresponds with a shift in your being, your breath, your pulse, your biochemistry. It is easier now, perhaps, for the body to begin to sink into a state of relaxed alignment. The body can sink into the embrace of this group energetic, this container that we are weaving together week after week. Our intentions, our energies, this has become a container. Come here if you need strength. Come here if you need rest. Sink in to the embrace of your brothers and sisters of purest light. Because yes, that is how we show up here. No, it doesn't matter if you yelled at someone just this morning. You didn't, of course, I know that, but it wouldn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter. The way that we show up here is the higher vibrational version of self. That is what is weaving together. And the human is the aspect that comes to this deep well to drink, to be nourished. But it is the mastery aspects that weave together, that come forth. There are a lot of us now. And so the body can trust this. In this container, in this embrace, feel the body relaxing more and take deeper breaths. It's probably already happening, but place the awareness now on the deeper breaths. Let the awareness sink into your beloved body. And feel the expansion of the lower abdomen as you inhale. Feel the way the shoulders drop and relax and open horizontally as you exhale. Feel the rib cage expand as you inhale. Feel that rib cage expand out towards your upper arms as you inhale. Feel the shoulder blades slide down a little bit. Perhaps even the neck, the cervical spine straightens a little bit as though the base of the skull is raised up just slightly, and that will gently tip the chin down just ever so slightly. There is a lengthening of the cervical spine. Yes, your vertical energy pathways are opening more just from this breathing. And now this time when you exhale, imagine that you send your energy field out, expand it just a little bit, however that looks for you right now. Could be color, could be no color, you could be just in the realms of sensing, not necessarily visualizing. It's a sort of sensing. With each exhalation, allow your field to expand a little bit. Perhaps it had contracted a little and you weren't aware of it. Feel this happening below the feet, above the head. Now you needn't enfold the entire town or city or anything like that. Just expand out a little bit more, a little bit more. Soft, comfortable. But expand it, yes, more space for you to occupy. More psychic space, more emotional space, yes. Expand that out so your emotional body has more room to process a lot. I don't have to tell you. The individual and collective emotional body is processing a lot. Your body is wanting to move more. Now, before you begin to think of that in terms of, oh yes, I really must exercise, jog. No, this is a little bit different. Let's put this differently. Your body is wanting to move energy differently. Differently than it habitually does. The body is, as we have said before, it is ground zero for so much of this transition. The transitional, the physical aspects of your ascension process. The body is ground zero. As the winds are blowing today, as I record this, we are being rattled. Yes, we are being buffeted. On so many levels, and a lot of this is surging up from within. And a lot of this is pounding us in waves near constant now from without. And the body is attempting to maintain that true north, alignment, stability, solidity in the face of all of this. And so the body is asking you to move differently, to move energy differently. And this could just mean, do you normally do something more purposeful in terms of movement? Could look like exercise, could look like jogging. If you typically move in a very purposeful, determined, perhaps regimented fashion, then moving energy differently could mean flowing with music or even music that you don't actually hear necessarily. Let the body flow. And if we have not been moving the body much, then moving energy differently might look like the brisk walk, but it might even just look like lying on the floor and doing a little bit of stretching. Let the lower body rock from side to side, stretch a little bit, move differently than what you have been. Free up energy pathways, because I'm telling you, your body needs every possible resource to be able to maintain that alignment and that integrity as we move through these times. If we typically would speak a lot, moving energy differently might look like simply being aware, noticing when the desire to assert one's opinion or one's egoic beingness. And if you know me, you know that I am not down on ego. Per se, it is a rather necessary construct for us to navigate in these realms. So we actually honor a healthy ego construct. But even then, just notice when the desire arises to assert one's opinion, one's idea. Perhaps moving energy differently would be to just sit with that arising and not necessarily act on it. Allow someone else's flow of ideas. Allow silence to flow and to move. Sink into silence. Moving energy differently can be taking deep mindful breaths and really feeling each aspect of the body relative to the breath, the deepening of the breath, the expansion of the breath, and the body's capacity to hold more breath. That is a wonderful way to move energy differently. We in this group are creating a pattern in the field. We know this. We're creating a sort of fabric, weaves of light filaments. Moving energy differently may be that at times throughout the flow of your days and your week, that you consciously connect to the aspect of your being that is holding light patterns in that weave. Connect with that and then flow your energy throughout the weave, our group's pattern in the field. Move your energy, flow it, let it shimmer and blaze with light. That is moving energy differently. We continue to be in a sort of gap, a suspension. We know that there is more coming as far as energies that will need to be transmuted, because that is what we're going to do. That is what we are doing. And that is what, if you don't know this now, I'm going to tell you, that is what is going to be called forth from you. That is how you're going to rise and assist. We are transmuting energies. We are transmuting density. And remember this, it is not that that is something that you have to do. That third, fourth dimensional perception or understanding of effort is not resonant anymore with the fifth dimensional understanding. Here's what it is. You are transmuting because of the coherent patterns that you are cultivating now. You cultivate those patterns within your being. You hold those patterns in your field and as your field. And in doing so, you automatically transmute. You automatically alchemize. You automatically unravel distortion. So when we speak of effortlessness, there is work. But it is rather unhooking from where we have been trained or indoctrinated to effort. Very often that is more of a distraction. We are in a bit of a gap. And some are feeling, and your bodies are feeling. It's almost like they're standing in sort of stunned silence. Not sure which direction to go in. Not feeling called to any direction in particular. Not feeling excited about anything. It's okay. Come here for strength. We've got you. Reconnect with the light that you are, the light that you are, independent of any group, any configuration. Build that. Build your reserves. We've got you. There are incoming energies and frequencies which are very supportive of our being able to dip into that light, tune to that light that we are. Tune into our solar sun, the stargate of the sun. Learn to be able to feel it and sense it at any time of the day or night. It doesn't matter if you're 100% right. The important thing is that you are sending out your awareness, your sensing of that source of light until you're going to get the feeling, ah, yes, got it, there it is. I feel it. And in that moment, if it is the middle of the night, according to your body and your senses, but you feel that sun, you feel that blazing quantum plasma stargate, then in that moment, you can say, all right, receiving those plasma waves into the body, into the cells, receiving those photonic light codes, those quantum ascension codes into the cells of this body, into the DNA of this body, lighting up the ascension stargate of my pineal gland. Lighting up the ascension stargate of my sacred heart. You say that, Master, and I guarantee you, you're going to move energy differently. And in doing so, you power up this group grid. And we all benefit. And then come what may, we will stand like the masters of light that we are, and we will transmute the shit out of whatever comes to us. Yeah.